You're listening to an African Elements top news story for September 08, 2025. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. The 369th Infantry Regiment, known as the Harlem Hellfighters, received the Congressional Gold Medal on September 3, 2024, for their valor during World War I. This posthumous honor acknowledges their significant contributions and is the highest civilian award granted by the U.S. Congress. The journey to this recognition began with the Harlem Hellfighters Congressional Gold Medal Act, signed into law by President Joe Biden on August 25, 2021. Congressman Tom Suozzi introduced the act, inspired by Sergeant Leander Willett, a hellfighter who never received a Purple Heart despite his injuries. This medal represents a step toward justice for black soldiers who fought for democracy abroad while facing systemic denial at home. The Harlem Hellfighters were originally formed as the 15th New York National Guard Regiment and later reorganized as the 369th. The regiment was primarily composed of African Americans, but included individuals from diverse backgrounds, including Puerto Rico, Cuba, and Canada, alongside white American officers. Their nickname, Harlem Hellfighters, was given by the Germans, reflecting their fierce fighting spirit. Their service challenged racial prejudices and influenced military policy and civil rights, paving the way for the desegregation of the U.S. military. The regiment's achievements during the war inspired future generations of African American soldiers and civil rights activists. In World War II, the Hellfighters were reorganized under Colonel Benjamin Davis, the first black U.S. Army general. Despite their commitment, the Harlem Hellfighters faced significant discrimination. They fought for a segregated nation, enduring prejudice from fellow soldiers and racism upon their return home. The U.S. military was deeply segregated during World War I, relegating black soldiers to non-combat roles. The Harlem Hellfighters were assigned to fight under French command due to racial biases within the American military. The 369th Infantry Regiment spent 191 days in combat, defending the front lines without yielding ground. They displayed courage and dedication, enduring the most casualties of any American unit of its size, totaling over 1,400. The unit earned numerous accolades, including the Croix de Guerre and the Medal of Honor. Henry Johnson, a Harlem Hellfighter, posthumously received the Medal of Honor, facilitated by legislation passed in 2014. The Congressional Gold Medal ceremony recognized the regiment's impact on American history and culture, challenging racial prejudices and contributing to the desegregation of the U.S. military. The Purple Heart, awarded to service members wounded or killed in action, highlights the copyright African Elements.